Patreon exclusive.
Hey, Sean. Can I, before we start the show, can I just tell you something?
You suck.
You suck. I hate your guts.
Is that what you're going to say? I don't know what you're going to say. Like, I don't know if you're, like, I went on the offensive because I wasn't sure if you were going to do it, so.
No, I just noticed you weren't in any of the Xbox montages, so were you even there?
Yeah, I was. Actually, I was in the background, and there's a moment where Steve Avgari's like, he's like just staring right at the camera. I'm right behind him, talking to friends.
Oh my god! So yeah. I'm like talking to someone famous, you think?
Yeah, I was totally.
Like anybody that's new that don't know my voices, they're just like, "Is this how this guy really sounds?" Because no, thank you.
Yeah, the other is your natural voice. This is your podcast voice.
Yeah, hello everyone, welcome.
Oh my gosh!
Things are about to get wacky and crazy here at the console war room. Maybe someone's gonna take off their shirt
to reveal that they're wearing another shirt underneath.
Yeah.
No, can I get real with you in the audience real fast?
We're getting real immediately.
I have been depressed for like 3 days.
Oh, really?
But like, I was talking to Luke Snore about it earlier.
Is it because PlayStation sucks? Is that why?
I think so. I think it's because God of War didn't show up at the Game Fest. Whatever.
I'm sorry. Are you going through some stuff? I'm sorry, dude. Are you really?
No, like, I don't know why.
Oh.
You know when you're just feeling it.
You know what? I think I've been there, and I don't know if it's gaming related, but like June is an overwhelming month. Yeah. Honestly, like we've been in this game for a long time in terms of content creation. Like, I think there's lots of opportunity. There's lots of games coming out. We put expectations on ourselves. There's a whole bunch going on. And yeah, it could be a lot. Definitely.
Well, I thought because like it hit me at around like Saturday or Sunday.
Yep.
And I was just like, why is this feeling?
You also have lots going on in your life, man.
Yeah. And so I'm thinking like it's a lot of changes at once.
Yeah.
Changes.
That's really good.
Thank you. I've been practicing.
Yeah, that's hard.
I'm real good at falsetto, but like, I I'm starting this new gig, mm-hmm. which so far so good.
Yeah.
So, and I feel like there is an opening to actually use my diploma somewhere down the line here as well.
Nice.
So like, they actually have like a marketing thing, and they may be looking for people in the next coming months for it. So I'm like, okay.
There you go.
An opening. Let's try it out. Mm-hmm. And also, not to mention, like, this job pays better benefits. So it's like, why am I kicking myself? It's like better job overall. Who gives a shit if it's a diploma or not?
Isn't that the mess of it all? Things are going great. What is wrong with my brain? What's happening up in here? Been there.
But I think I found out today. Because I'm like, so first I was like, maybe it's the anxiety with all the changes, like, mm-hmm. you know, first day jitters, second day jitters. But I was like, I got it. I'm starting this new diet, lifestyle change and whatnot.
Yeah.
My brain is upset that I'm not eating like shit.
Yeah. Yeah. I hope that like, oh, I mean, that could definitely be a part of it. Like, just change overall. Like, there's just lots going on. There's just lots going on.
So I think once I just settle into the routine, that's where things are going to get better.
Yeah, I definitely think like eating, like a lot of like weird stress things happen. Like we cope with stress in different ways. And some people will smoke. And when you stop smoking, then you get grumpy about it. And when you've been kind of eating and you don't even realize that maybe that's part of like a coping mechanism of some sort, and you stop that, then suddenly you're not able to be coping in the way that you did before. Like, I'm no doctor. Yeah. I'm not a scientist.
Well, you're sounding like it. I'm going to take your advice.
I'm just trying to be here for you. And I'm actually like, I'm cautious in this conversation because I'm waiting for you to take a turn. Like, I know what we're doing here. We're on the console war room. We're about to like we're about to have conflict.
Yeah.
And I feel like you could have like judo throw me into.
Yeah, but
help me. But then you're like, actually, I'm depressed because video games.
Well, it's like actually instead of a joke, it's like sincere. You know?
Yeah. I'm like, wait. I'm like, I'm not.
Where's the punchline?
Exactly.
But I think I'm also a little depressed because the game's been rigged from the fucking start.
There it is. See, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm like. Look, I don't know how to articulate this, but that moment has been like. You've been working towards it, so good for you.
So, listen, I want to get, you know, 2 weeks ago we were like, here's our predictions for all these shows that are happening.
We were right.
Everybody predicted it. GoldenEye showed up.
GoldenEye was totally there. Mm-hmm.
none of the predictions were none of them were even legitimately close.
I know. The only thing is Ryan laid a couple up. There was one that he had said about like Forza isn't in 2022. It's 2023. And we'll also get Forza Horizon 5 DLC in the summer. It's like, that's about as easy as I think it gets. And like, we still gave it to him. Like he got points, yeah. But that's really it. You know, yeah. It was so on that front, you know, you and I came together a couple weeks ago, as you mentioned, and not only the predictions, were they wrong? I think a lot of what I took away from that conversation was, why are you excited about what Xbox has got? What are they going to show you? And I was like, I don't want to name the five things that they're going to show me to be excited. I just want to go be excited.
Yeah.
And I was, and honestly, I saw a lot of new stuff, and we'll get into, I'm sure, why you think that this is mid and garbage or whatever the kids are saying these days. It's sus. I don't know.
Okay. All right. Let's get into
it. Are we getting into it? Or is this
piece by piece?
All right. Okay. All right. Whatever you want to do, Joe.
So let's first, whatever I want to do. I maybe it's because I'm a grown ass adult and I'm not looking at this as a PlayStation versus Xbox thing. I'm really not.
Yeah.
I'm just looking at it.
Sure.
Like, what's showing me games that I'm like, I really want to play.
Yeah.
And so I want to talk about that PlayStation showcase.
Can we say both? Is that possible? Can we be nice to each other, or are we fighting?
No, I want to fight.
Okay. Well then, yeah. PlayStation, I thought, stayed home with their ball, and they lack courage. And they could have come up with something, and they laid one up. So there you go. That's what I think about it.
Oh my God. Okay. That's real mean, because I really love the showcase.
Which one?
The PlayStation State of Play, the third
party. I think it was pretty good. I just didn't think it was very bold. I thought it was safe. I thought it was like, they didn't really go for it, and they don't have to. It's a positional play.
Yeah. It's a play they say, hey, we're here. We do have big announcements. And we're kind of kicking this thing off, but we're saving the big guns for like a few weeks or months down the road.
And this was the center of my argument a couple of weeks ago, was like, why would they like leave their biggest stuff to Keighley Show? Why wouldn't they come with their own thing? And now that we're separated from it, we're in the we've even had the Xbox had their extra show earlier today. And I still don't really understand why PlayStation wouldn't want to have their own PlayStation thing. Like, I don't see that was like a huge benefit. Why did they come out and say, like, we're PlayStation, we're here, we want to be very clear about our messaging? I don't know. I just don't understand it, especially with God of War not being part. Maybe that's the reason, because they ain't got nothing.
Well, so it is weird. Like, Sony's in this really weird place.
Yeah.
Communications wise, and I'm going to just say something really bold. Whoever is in charge should not be, because I think
there it is.
I do think they're dropping the ball on communications.
There it is.
Yeah, on the opposite slant, Xbox, though, is great at communications, also does sometimes lean into some, I'm not going to name names here, some toxic creators, because they know that their audience is smaller and they have to embrace some audiences that they don't want to, per se.
Totally.
And so like they each have their problems, but at the same exact time, you know, PlayStation does have this thing where, and I'm sorry, Sean, I'm going to say it.
Oh,
their games pound for pound. They make noise when they're there.
No, there's no doubt, man. I saw somebody say, like, still after all this noise from Xbox, there's no God of War, there's no The Last of Us, there's no whatever. And it's like, well, there's no Mario either. Yeah. Like, there's no Donkey Kong or Splatoon. Like, it's just Xbox different.
Has to build that.
I appreciate that they're all different. Like, yeah. I look at what Xbox had here, especially this time. It's like variety, and Game Pass was the messaging. It's just, I love that it's different on that front. And I love that I can have a PlayStation and I can expect those things when I get on my PlayStation. I love that I can have my Nintendo, which apparently is where I spend $80 on a piece of shit sports game that I played for 3 hours and now I'm done with it. And it's like, how did I fall for it again? So if we're gonna be console war, like that's the enemy of my enemy is my friend. Like, oh my
god, dude, I don't know how they do it. Every year they sucker you in. You
can't keep getting away with this. Like
Mario, man. They gotta have a way. But like the thing is, like, yeah, Xbox again, I love what you said when they bought Bethesda. Like, they spent $7 billion for Legacy. Like, now they've spent over $80 billion for Legacy. Like, now they have this pantheon.
Yeah.
But they still need to work that pantheon into Microsoft, mm-hmm. right? So, you know, that's going to take a little bit of time.
Don't you think you got a hint of that with we got more Blizzard than I imagined at this show. I thought that was nice. Diablo, yeah. Big deal. Rod Ferguson, yeah. Xbox alumni, like his handle on Twitter used to be what, Gears Viking?
Yeah.
You know, he was the lead of Gears of War, dude. Like this, and he's a wonderful human being. And there he was on an Xbox show. I was like, look at the thread. We're weaving the threads.
Yeah. But like when you talk about like, well, why does PlayStation sit out? Because he still can. And the moment that they can't is
that's
when
fair.
They come back in.
It's just like as a fan and as someone who owns the console, it's like, where are you, man? Like, and same thing with Nintendo. Again, like, this is what's Nintendo doing right now?
It is a bit frustrating, but I do say, like for example, The Last of Us remake, when everybody's like, oh, why do we need a remake? And then we saw the remake. You're like, oh, well.
Yeah, get away from me with that garbage. It's one of the most important and probably the best video game of all time. It's and the funny thing is, and I'll give it to you, like, it's right up there with God of War.
Yeah.
2018. Like, the best games ever. Many of them are PlayStation exclusive. The Last of Us is right there. I'm so happy that there's a remake. I'm a little torn. Can I ask you, like, these character models from the PS3 game, they look closer to and more maybe a more natural transition to what they become in part two. What are your thoughts on this? Ellie isn't quite so sweet and innocent looking. She's a little more age, she's not, I don't know, she definitely looks a little different. You know, I'm struggling with it.
So first off, let me just end on the point I was making here is they get to have like, hey, we'll save this little thing, mm-hmm. or but like it's medium tier announcement,
yep,
for Summer Game Fest, so we're there, so people say, oh wow, look at Sony's presence, and then we'll have our showcase when we're ready,
yeah,
and it'll show all the games you're going to play. So when it comes to the character models in The Last of Us, one thing we have to take into consideration is, you know, the nostalgia that we have for it, the mm-hmm. love that we have for it, and how we envision it in our minds when it looks, when there's changes made, you notice it, right?
Yeah.
Like, so like Star Wars is a big thing. Like,
I know.
The littlest notice, like people pick up on it. Littlest mm-hmm. change, people notice. So for that one, like, in truth, she looks more like a kid. Like the textures is like we're getting there where we're starting to break into the uncanny valley.
Yeah.
Right. We're getting there. So like she just looks more detailed. And yeah. that's why we think she looks older.
Yeah.
Because in our brain, you know, less polygon, whatever.
Totally. So, it's just not like a smooth. Yeah.
Exactly. Rugged. Mm-hmm. And all the characters now have a little bit of ruggedness. Like Tess, you can actually see like there's stress lines on her face. Like she looks,
of course older. There would be. Yeah.
Of course there would be.
It makes, and the thing is like what I'm seeing and what everybody is seeing is just side by side screenshots. I watched a 2-minute clip that of The Last of Us on PS3, which reminded me of why that is by far the superior game. And it was just in those old character models. And I'm like, oh, it's so good. The game is so good. Anyway, I could go on and on about like get out of here with that energy about like if they didn't do this, they could do something else. And it's like I'm not mad at it.
I'm not mad at it. It looks great. And we're all going to buy it again. I mean, pre-orders were already sold out day one. They had to get another like, you know, volley in.
So, I know
like,
this Firefly edition, dude. Oh, my gosh.
And, you know, shout out to my brother Mo out there because he PlayStation Direct hates me, but they love everybody else.
Yeah.
So my buddy Mo has a copy for me saved and I am.
Yeah.
So excited. But that said, you know, that's why PlayStation gets to kind of do this.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of get to set their own messaging. And I think they also know at the end of the day, this is all kind of semantics. So like that time to celebrate with your audience will happen. But like the true importance of the showcase, you can have it any day of the year. You don't need to have it in this one, you know, week span. That and again, we're now seeing COVID take its effects on the games industry. No one's ready. Everything's kind of clogged. And now people are starting to get back into the offices. So, like, yeah, things are still rough. Things are still rough. That being said, though, I really did like the state of play that Sony showed, because I'm getting a lot of these games. So, like, Resident Evil 4 Remake.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yes.
There's going to be PSVR 2 capability to it as well. Like, what's that going to look like? More Stray. Stray looks fantastic. It's coming to PC as well in July. The big one that I was really excited for, Spider-Man Remastered coming PC. To PC.
Mm-hmm.
And Miles Morales coming to PC, both by the end of the year.
You may be excited, but I've already thrown all of my PlayStations and the games and the memory cards and the controllers into a gigantic fire.
Oh, shit. Right, because it's dead.
Because it's dead. Well, just how could they do this to me?
How, dude, I sawed up my PlayStation 4 in half.
Yeah. Yeah, I judo chopped it.
One person actually said, like, dude, the dude did it. It was obviously a joke. I'm like, really? That's comedy? Where was the setup to this joke?
Not a joke. No.
Not a joke. He's a fucking loser. Get over yourself. God. And if you follow that clown, you're also a loser. That's how I feel about it. I really hate that. Like, I know this console war room. I really hate that bullshit.
Same. That really is, like, we'll have conversations and disagreements on this show, but like, really what we're making fun of when it comes to console war is that trash. Yeah. Like, just get away from it with that.
Yep.
Nope.
No, you just get muted.
Yep.
That's how fast it happens. Street Fighter 6 gameplay. Real talk?
Yeah.
The more I see of this game, the more it gets old.
Yeah. Wait, it gets awesome. Old? Wait, what did you say?
No, more it gets shown. Sorry.
Got it. Yeah. No, it looks awesome. Dude, it's Street Fighter, dude. We went, we got to hang out with a whole bunch of people in person. We went to a barcade. It's like a bar with an arcade inside of it.
Yeah,
we found ourselves playing, I don't even know what this was. It was Street Fighter 2, some hacked ROM of some sort. Like, I was stuck playing with Blanca, and I just kept rolling fools, dude. Like, Ryan Turford up and down, and all these people coming in. Just not even. But the thing is, it didn't seem like a legitimate game. Like, Blanca would, he would sort of like blink into Ryu for a second, or Ryu, whatever. What's the right? Yeah. Like, it was totally. And sometimes I would jump and then land midair, and I'd be able to do like the zappy zap. It's like, you shouldn't be able to do that. Yeah. So we were breaking the game, but you won. Then for a frame, I turned into Ryu and I did a dragon punch. Then I turned back into Blanca. Like, it was bizarre, dude. Bizarre world Street Fighter. Anyway, Street Fighter is awesome.
It looks great.
I'm real good at it, apparently.
Is getting a VR port village, which, like, the PSVR 2 love. I like this. Get into it. Put these things on my face. Let's go. Final Fantasy 16 gameplay. Dude, more I see from this game, but like, to see that there are so many very talented people working on this game.
Yeah.
Has me very excited.
It's gonna be good. It's gonna be good. It's gonna be good. What year did you say it was coming out? What year?
Let's not get into that.
2020 or 2022 or 2023? I can't remember.
Rollerdrome from the developers of Ali Ali World coming to PlayStation and PC. This game actually also looks rad as shit. So, like, Tunic as well, like Callisto Protocol. Jesus.
Yeah. This is the real deal, dude.
I was talking to Ains. Ains was like, there's no, dude, the Elden Ring's on a different plane. I'm like, I don't think you understand. The precursor of Bloodborne, like, my pre-Bloodborne was Dead Space.
Yeah.
Like, this is it.
I'm very curious. Like, I feel like the story is so much of the experience overall, like, in the setting, like, was it the Ishimura? Is that what there's more to be seen. There's more to be told on this. Hopefully they can hold the date. I think it's going to be super interesting. These two games, they're like binary stars rotating around each other. Like, we'll see if they land it, but it's super important, I think, for that game to come out first.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It needs to. And, this is just, God, put it right into my veins. Season, A Letter from the Past or Future, whatever. Eternal Knights mixing romance with fighting. Let's fighting love. And that's it.
Nice. Oh, let's fighting love. Yeah. mm-hmm. See?
God, we were born, you know, in the perfect time. But yeah, so like to me, there was so much stuff there that like I was interested in. There was three games I knew I was buying. I know there was a couple other stuff. There's just the biggest ones. But like, yeah, I really liked that showcase. It was concise, clear, to the point, and there was a lot of things I'm going to be buying.
Yeah.
Out of there.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, it's just also mostly available on Xbox as well.
And real talk, the games that got me excited the most from the Xbox show, I could also play on my PlayStation.
That's fair. But on Game Pass? They still got to sort that out. For some reason, I had to PlayStation Canada reached out and they're like, we've added 3 months of premium, whatever the hell it's called, to your PSN. And I'm like, you know, I'm not the host of our PlayStation show, right? Like, give it to Matt. And they're like, well, if we get more, I'm like, okay, well,
bitch,
I'll figure out some sort of coverage on this thing. And I was hoping to have something on it for tonight, but I haven't had a chance to turn it on and check this thing, this pretty sucker impressive. Out. Yeah.
The emulation is actually,
do you go premium? Maximum.
Yeah. Just because I got like a couple of like I had now.
Yeah.
For like $60. I got like 2 years for $60. Yeah. Bucks.
So can we just call it platinum? Can we just do that?
Just call it platinum.
Like they want us to use their terms. Can we just like, you know, drown it out with our own language? Eventually they'll just change it.
Hey, Sean, I got a question. How did you feel about the Summer Games Fest showcase?
So this is where let me take off the console war hat for a second. Okay. I really did like the state of play. Like I thought it really was excellent. And I always say it's changing now a little bit, but whenever these conferences happen, I go like, I can't afford that showcase. I can't afford that conference because there's too many games. I can't buy them all. I actually don't even have enough time for them all. So that's generally where I go. That probably means that it was pretty good. I feel the same way about Jeff Keighley's thing. I feel the same way about Xbox's thing. I know where most people are going with the whole Summer Game Fest. I liked it. I feel like I know what I'm in for. I don't mind hearing a little bit about the game afterwards and having people come in and talk about it and all these other things. But nobody else feels this way, Joe. Everybody just wants trailers, and I'm just like, I'm going to be the odd person out on this. I can do that on my own. I can go to YouTube and go show me trailers.
Yeah.
I like something else on it.
So I'm a little bit A and B. It has to be a little hot and cold on it because there has to be just a good rhythm, and you can't be lasting on a thing too long.
That's fair.
You gotta keep it tight.
That's fair.
But you're right. Like I
because even like Call of Duty showed too long.
Yeah, Call of Duty showed a bit too
like
long.
Too much of what we want. Like, and that's where I go. Like, are we splitting hairs at a certain point? I think I can't remember where I commented somewhere. I'm like, at exactly 49 seconds, it's too much. But at 48 seconds, it would have been fine. Like.
Yeah.
How do you actually know that?
It's the anticipation. God, I can't say words for the big thing, right? We're like, I know this is here, but where's the big, big thing that I've been promised? That's what I think it is.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, the thing that I always wonder about with Keighley's thing is like, who's paid for what space?
Yes.
Right. So like you're getting a result of like the product is a result of marketing dollars, whether it's The Rock showing up out of nowhere or
there you go.
Call of Duty, you know, renting out an oil rig that they kicked off all the hardworking people. They couldn't work that day because they had to launch a Call of Duty thing. Like it's just dollars.
Yeah.
Right. So I don't know. That is just it is what it is. But I was excited to see a whole bunch of new games, and I don't know. I wasn't mad about it really at all.
No, I wasn't either. And there was like a lot of stuff that I was actually like super looking forward to out of that showcase. And again, like Callisto Protocol is the highlight of that show for me. That gameplay is
I should probably look at a list here. It's hard to argue with that, to be honest with you. The reason for my maybe Sally Sunshine view on this whole thing is I really do think it gets to some dangerous territory when the mob on the internet starts to scream about a thing. And then eventually whatever we're screaming at gives way. And it's like, we can't go back after that. You know what I mean? Like, dude, is that really what we want? Cause if we get our way, that's it forever.
Yeah.
So that's a little like, that's kind of scary to me a little bit. I don't know.
You don't know?
Sometimes we don't know what we actually want.
Yeah,
and is it better in the long run?
Yeah, I forget who I was telling that too. I'm like, the consumer doesn't know what they want. You have to show them what they want. Like, that's this old Steve Jobs saying. Like,
totally Steve Jobs. Totally.
So, yeah. So, like, to me, it's just show me. Yeah. Show me what I want. I don't know what the hell I want. I feel like I have a feeling I know what I want. But no one truly knows. Because, like, even when we're getting down to, like, the showcases that we have, there is a bit of me now missing the audience.
Yeah.
The people on stage.
Exactly.
It's getting too sterile. Like,
what are you going to lose? Like, if we were screaming about stuff, we got our way, we never would have gotten this state of play style to begin with. Because we would have shamed Nintendo into coming back to the stage, and the Nintendo Direct never would have happened. Like, the internet had a different voice and power back then, which was to say not very much. But now, like, these things get a little bit momentum and people scream about stuff, and suddenly that's just the way that it is. And I'm really looking for a little bit of courage and creativity from these presenters, these platform holders, to really be bold in this stuff, because it's not up to, it almost doesn't matter what I say. I'm an armchair quarterback. I'm a Monday morning quarterback on this kind of stuff. Like, yeah. We don't know anything. Like, Bobby and I did If We Ran Nintendo as a joke. Like, yeah. we actually want these really smart people to come up with something new and cool to excite us. And what I worry about is, like, we're acting like a bunch of children. I see my kids doing it all the time, trying to get their way. And it's like, that's not what's best for you.
Yes.
You know? So I don't know. Maybe it's not quite as, like, serious as parenting. But I just, when somebody just like gets their way, I don't know.
Yeah, I got it. So, like, for me, like, I take a look at the showcase. I'm like, yeah, this is actually, I watched it again with Kyle.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, damn, this is, watching it again, I was like, this is actually way better than I thought it was.
Yeah.
And ending it with The Last of Us, again, is like that crescendo. Like, I feel like Sony knows what Jeff Keighley's show is, and I think Jeff Keighley knows what Jeff Keighley's show is. And, like, Jeff Keighley's show is like a mid-tier show.
Sure.
It is a show where, like, you'll maybe get a big announcement. But it's a lot of these are double A, or, like how Troy Baker said, triple I games, right? Like,
triple I. Oh, that's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, and I'm stealing that phrase. It's mine now. So, like,
obviously, take that, Troy. Who else would have said it?
Me.
But you did it, like, you watched it with us. Like, I think this is an important thing to talk about. Like, we did it together, Carpool Gaming and you, like, we jumped in together, and, like, there's a momentum that happens when one person goes like, meh, this is meh. Yes. And somebody else goes like, I guess it is kind of meh. And then it starts to turn into, like, this vitriol thing. It's very quick.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So I'm trying to fight that off as much as possible. That might put me into a totally, like, not objective mode about any of this. Right. But I'm like, give me a weird aliens game that's top down and I don't know what. Like, yeah, what do I know? That was, sure. That's cool.
So for me, I loved how they showcased The Last of Us.
And me too.
They were just like, yeah, we know it's spoiled, but listen, we're going to show you again. And we're going to give you a little couple of teases here, there. And we're going to show you the screenshot of Joel and Ellie in the show. Mm-hmm. And you're going to see the clicker in the back, and they know you're going to hit the contrast of that picture up all the way to see a glimpse of it. And then them talking about the multiplayer thing.
Mm-hmm.
And going like, this is I don't think you guys get it. This is way bigger than we thought it was going
to
be.
I'll ask you what I asked Ryan Turford on our recap is, were you expecting for it to be that far off? Like, that thing is not even close.
Oh, no, it's coming out next year. Yeah.
Yeah, but
you thought it was going to be.
They showed us so little.
Yes.
And they say it's coming out next year. I just, like, where I'm going off what they show is, like, they showed us an illustration.
Yes.
And an idea, a concept like this, it felt very pre-production. And sure. We were like, oh, it's coming out. It's going to be part of the remake thing. Like, it felt very, that was actually quite jarring for me.
For me, I understand why you'd be that way. Oh, you bitch.
No, like, not in a bad way. I was just like, oh, like, I was taken aback. Like, it's not, nothing else about it. Just an observation.
Like, we're going to see that at the showcase, at PlayStation showcase. That's why I'm like, not like, uh-oh. Whatever. But, like, I love the idea of it.
Yeah.
And if it is what I think it is, it's like, it's what the Division, what we wanted from the Division, Naughty Dogified.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's cool. I'm totally in. So, like,
did you not get what you wanted from the Division? What did you want from the Division?
I think I wanted something. I loved Division 1. I've platinumed that game. I liked Division 2 a lot.
Yeah.
I just want them to play with the Dark Zone way more than they have.
Story and stakes, I think, is kind of how I would wrap that up.
Exactly. And so like to throw that in this, whatever this is, that excites me. And whatever story elements that they're going to try to sneak on in there.
Yeah.
I want to see how they expand that universe. Because you know it's going to be expanded.
That is a huge difference. Like, the Division isn't exactly something that's like expanded upon something else that already exists. It tries to do like the loot grind thing all in on its own, rather than what this is doing is, you know, at the heart of this is The Last of Us and everything that's happened and all that stuff. Yeah, that's interesting.
It needs to be terrifying. It needs to be, but at the same exact time, probably a looter shooter as well. And yeah. What better enemy to be to take up bullets than like a giant bloater?
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. So like, and what are they, like the Rat King type monsters do they have up their sleeve that they can throw in this universe? That excites me a lot.
Well, the literal factions that would pop up in the apocalypse, like in the end of the world, you're like, yeah, there's probably a bunch of like, okay, I trust you only a little bit more than those people over there. Let's wear the same colors and go take over the world. It's just like, it's just gang wars, really.
Exactly.
I got a drink. Thank you.
Oh my God.
Here's the thing. Okay. So, I got shit on a number of times by a few people about this, about drinking this much pop. And I'm not here for it. Okay. I'm not judging anybody else's life choices or whatever. I'm drinking some Diet Coke. So just shut up. Okay. Yeah. It's not black tar heroin. It's Diet Coke.
So relax.
So don't judge this. Judge my full pizza that I eat in bed sometimes.
That's on occasion when I had a rough day.
When I had a rough day and I felt like I deserved it. Okay. Like, that's the thing you should be judging. Don't judge my not eating breakfast. That's not contributing to my weight gain. It's the pizza and cheese, the block of cheese that I put ketchup on and eat it like a chocolate bar, along with a chocolate bar.
You put ketchup on your pizza?
I'm coping. I don't do that. I'm trying to like. It's part of just being open with people. Oh, ranch. Oh, yeah. Just get ranch all over it. Is that what you said? Ranch? Yeah, ranch?
Yeah. Ranch on pepperoni pizza is allowed.
Let's go. Yep.
Yeah. Oh, wait, before we get into the Xbox showcase, I saw a tweet that I loved today where it looks like Little Caesars is now the official pizza of the NHL.
Yep.
And one guy goes, oh my God, I can't believe they did it. They actually out pizzaed the Hut.
Was it NFL? Or I thought it was the NFL, was it? Or I don't know. Sports.
Whichever.
Yeah. I don't know. Bunch of professional athletes are eating Little Caesars, apparently, just hot and ready for the athletes. Yeah. When a hockey player scores a goal and they shoot it right at the, instead of the water bottle, hits a slice of pizza.
Yeah. And they say right before it falls on their face, they go pizza, pizza.
Yep. Yep. When you get to the arena, instead of like a little like thing that you wave around, a t-shirt or something, it's just a slice of pizza waiting for you on your seat. Hot and ready.
I feel
baby.
Like I've never had Little Caesars, and I feel like I can die never having Little Caesars.
You probably like it seems like you need it for a child's birthday party is what it is.
Yeah, it's Domino's. All right, let's talk. See,
that's
about
how you insert case. That's how you insert paid promotion into your podcast, Jeff Keighley.
That's okay. How you do it. You don't bring out The Rock. Hey guys, it's me, The Rock, in my iron paradise with my Zoa energy. It's going to keep you cool. It's going to keep you sweating in this stinky gym. You can find me.
Hello, fellow Black gamers. Adam. Did a thing for like Hello, Greg Gamerverse. Miller. Didn't he do a thing for like Greg Miller a while back? Like he like, and it was like, dude just like grabs his phone and he just turns into like actually The Rock from wrestling. He's just like, whatever. I'm going to improv this for about 4 minutes and then I move on to whatever's next.
Because you know that was just a solo take.
But here, I said the same thing on
the doesn't have time to delete. He's one take man.
But here we are talking about him, and I want to try that Zoa energy drink. Why wouldn't I?
I respect myself.
Do all you right. drink it and turn into a Samoan? Is that the deal?
You get this cool tattoo.
Yeah, it just appears.
Nobody knows what it means, but it's provocative.
Well, are we supposed to be fighting right now?
All right, sorry. Redfall looks good.
Right out of the gates, gameplay, man. I was surprised. I had my arms crossed with this game. I was like, nah, not for me. And then it looked pretty decent. Like beforehand, like with the just the way it was revealed last time, I thought, well, that's dumb. And I might be one of the only people on the planet. Like, I think vampires are mostly kind of lame unless it's Tom Cruise and Brad Pitt and oddly in a weird relationship with 9-year-old Kirsten Dunst.
What?
Interview with the Vampire. Look it up, my friend.
All right.
It's a good movie.
I'm concerned.
But it's weird. It's all like Kirsten Dunst. She's 9 years old in the movie and she gets turned into a vampire. And then she's that age forever because she's a vampire.
Oh, so she's not like technically 9 years old. She's like a million and one.
She's a million years old, but she looks like a 9-year-old.
Tom Cruise gets to justify it.
I think so. Yeah. Then he flies off.
Yeah. If y'all haven't watched What We Do in the Shadows, both the movie and the show.
Oh, I haven't. Oh, I should watch it.
Fix that. Fix that. So fucking good. Mm-hmm, get off my balls, beast.
Anyway. Oh, man. Oh, you know what? I'm glad that I brought up this list of things that happened because I need to go back onto my Steam and just wish list a whole bunch of stuff, dude.
Yeah.
Did you watch Devolver?
I watched some of it. No, I think I did watch it all.
Devolver's fun.
Devolver's fun.
Yeah.
Devolver knows what's up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They made fun of the countdown, man. They made fun of the countdown.
They made fun of the countdown, and then Ubisoft 3 days later does the same shit.
Microsoft did it today for their extended one. Yeah. I don't know if it was like I got all the times mixed up or whatever, but I was on the YouTube channel as the video premiered or whatever. And when it went live, it said 30 minutes from here. So I'm not sure if by the time it actually started, that's what time they told everybody else that it was going to start. Okay. So I'm a little mixed up on that. But nonetheless, you already have a YouTube thing saying it's going to start at such and such a time. You don't need to do the countdown.
Yeah, you know. So Redfall looks sweet. And, you know, to draw comparisons, because I've seen this gameplay, I still don't know what this whole game's going to entail.
That's my question.
This looks like, hey, what if we made a looter shooter, but just with Arkane's level design?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Let's get fucking weird. And I'm just like, all right, I played Deathloop. I love Deathloop. I now understand the appeal of Arkane. And I'm sorry, I also love Dishonored. So like Redfall up my alley. This is going to be a really fun time with friends. Hollow Knight Silksong. Looks great. Don't worry. We'll get that release date at the Nintendo show.
2023. There'll be Ryan and I will be 3 for 3 on our counter picks, dude. Like, and it's so funny because I shared with Court some of our trash talk. I kind of just leaned, like, I let him in a little bit. I'm like, look what I'm saying to Babbitt right now. He's like, oh, snap. Like, you guys are aggressive with each other. Like, we're not messing around.
Can we show him what I said with Court? He's your PlayStation guy. So along the lines of like, why would you? Did he counterpick God of War?
Did he? No, I don't think he did. Did he? Oh, maybe. What did he do? No, he counterpicked something. I'll look it up. Because he looks like he fixed a couple of things. But he had Starfield. I think was his number one pick, and Matt Swinsky from the PlayStation Drive counterpicked it, and we all thought he had like huge balls for doing it.
Yeah.
No. Like. Yeah. Well. Yeah. That too. But he nailed it, dude. And Court is stuck there with Starfield. And who knew? Who knew? Dude, that game is going to be 11/11/23. That game is going to be a year delayed.
Oh, you think it's a whole year?
I think they delayed a whole year.
Yeah,
I think we jumped straight to that. Do you want to just, instead of going in order, like, what did you think of Starfield? Yeah.
This is what happens when you tease for years,
yeah,
mm-hmm. Show little things here or there, you build up this unmatchable hype and expectation.
Yeah.
And what you get is another Bethesda game.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say this. I'm going to shoot some shots at Tom Henderson. Because he's just...
Who the hell is that?
Tom Henderson leaks a whole bunch of shit.
Oh, I thought you were mixing up Todd Howard. I'm like, that's not even close.
Like, because IGN went like, hey, some people are saying that this looks like No Man's Sky. So we did a comparison. SEO, we were going to stay on top of every topic.
Big time. Yeah.
Yeah. And guess what, guys? I'm here to break it to you. Game looks like No Man's Sky. It, like, Bethesda saw No Man's Sky. They're just like, how can we shove Fallout 4 into No Man's Sky?
Maybe.
That's what it looked like.
It's tough. Like, I can't really argue with that. One of the things that I saw that was at least a decent counter argument to that was like, now are we just not allowed to build upon genres of things? Like, do racing games look exactly like other racing games? And, like, I don't know. That was a simplistic version of it, but I see what you're saying.
No, but, like, I get that. I believe that we can just be kind of upfront about it.
Well, the thing that jumped out to me, and, like, this is one where I was super happy to be watching it in person, but a little sad that I don't have my live reaction recorded at all, because the very first thing that it shows was this robot walking out, and I thought it looked janky. And then they're like, oh, here's a scanner, and here's a little laser beam to scoop up this minerals off the thing. I'm like, oh, you've got to be kidding me. Like, yeah, you're making it so easy for that comparison. It's inevitable. You have to be more aware than this, you know, as far as, like, what do you show?
And that's the thing that I didn't like about it. So when I mean, like, be upfront about it, be like, hey, listen, we saw games in this taking, like, you could be, like, somewhat ambiguous, or you could just name drop them. Hey, we saw games like No Man's Sky and we were inspired by them and we wanted to build something.
Do you think
like
that's better? I don't know if that's
best. Because to me, it's just like, when you try to say this is something totally new, totally different, you've never seen anything like this before. Right.
That's fair. Yeah.
And then it's just like, no, I've seen something totally like this before.
Right. So that leads me to think, and this might be fanboy. I don't think I'm a fanboy of Todd Howard all that much.
Todd Howard.
Maybe the guy's got a great jacket game. Like, I came away from this thing, like, I basically just wear a hoodie all the time. Like, I need to up my jacket game.
He looks like a mortician put the makeup on him.
He'll get there. He's not there yet, but I see where you're. Yeah, he's got the.
I love, like, because I was watching with Ains, and Ains is like, "Yo, bro, we all grow older, man. There's no shame in it."
He's just mad. He's just mad. And you guys, look, this is common commentary. Like, a couple bald guys saying mad at a handsome older guy. Like,
I get it.
Just work on yourself. Just worry about yourselves. Okay, just take care of yourself. And I'm proud of you, by the way. You're taking care of yourself.
Thank you.
No. Okay. So what I want to get to is there's a whole bunch of other, like, there has to be more to Starfield than what they showed us. And they showed it for a very long time, but they chose to show us things that looked a lot like No Man's Sky. What I'm trying to get around to is, can't they show us other elements of this game that aren't No Man's Sky, you know, that make it more like, what is the RPG experience? And they showed us a character creator again, and base building and ship building. I'm excited to build my X-Wing and fly it off into space. And that's actually one other thing that No Man's Sky actually does better, apparently, is you actually fly from the ground up into space, and you don't do that in Starfield. So either there are no things that differentiate it from No Man's Sky, or they chose not to show them, and both are terrible things.
Yes. So for me, again, you could come out and say, hey, listen, we see what people are doing with this space genre. We want to be a part of it. We want to put our spin on it, all that jazz. And you could put on that presentation. But to me, it's just like, y'all said you were rebuilding this engine, and the facial animations look fucking boinked.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say it. Doesn't look great.
Yep.
Right? So, like, I'm seeing, like, things that look like clear AI pathing. It's like, this doesn't look... To me, I think, and this just speaks to how I feel about Xbox, nothing that they showed me has shown that looks truly next gen.
Yeah.
Like, holy shit, this is pushing something forward. I don't see that with Starfield. So, like, to me, I'm like, and let me get this one out there. The comparison.
Are you saying that was specifically with Starfield, or nothing at all that Xbox has shown? Nothing at all
that Xbox has shown, except for, like, sorry, let me say that. Let me correct myself. Hellblade looks incredible. So I'll wait for it.
I hate to like use it as a no brainer example, but Forza looked excellent and much better than we'll get back to that.
You showed me too.
I know, exactly. And I'm like, well, and this is why I hate getting it. This is why I didn't even want to do this the last time, where I was like, when you're like, what are they going to show you? And I didn't want to go like, well, if they do this one or two things, like, nothing I can say. Once that's the confrontation, nothing I can say that makes.
They showed me two games that look next gen. Congratulations, sure. Xbox.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm not going to run down the list, so you can have that, whatever.
So, so when it comes to, like, the Starfield comparisons of, like, well, come on, like, the No Man's Sky thing, that's unfair. Tom Henderson put out, like, a side-by-side at quote tweeting, while at the same time subtweeting IGN, going, here's a side-by-side between Forza and Truck Simulator 6. And it's like, I get what you're trying to do here, Tom, but you're not that clever, because I could go and play Truck Simulator and understand why that's different from Forza, vice versa. the only thing that I've experienced from Starfield is what they've legitimately shown me. And it shows me like a game that I played 4, 5, 6 years ago that I didn't fucking like.
Yeah, well, and that's the other thing too. So visually, even from like the third person view that you can switch back and forth, like there's that there as well. It's hard to ignore the similarities between the two. But when you sit down to play No Man's Sky, like what is it? It's actually a survival game. Like it's not really this like, and it's turned into something totally different from when I played back then. But like at its core, it's a survival game. Maybe there's some quest elements to it. Maybe there's some other things to it. This is where I just wish they were a little bit more aware of what makes their game different. I hope it better be there. And that's story. That's like universe building, like in the best way possible in the traditional sense.
To me, the used carsman like pitch of like, and we got over 1,000 planets. It's like, nope, I'm good.
Yeah.
There was two things that had me saying nope. It was base building.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, hey, I'm out. No, because I know you, Todd. You're going to force me to do this shit. So like, I don't want to do this shit at all. I get it. It's
close-minded. Cool. You're close-minded.
I know, I'm very close-minded. I hate big.
What about the ships? Do you want to build your own ships?
The ship building. Radish shit.
Yes. I want to buy other people's designs for both bases and for ships. Like that's the piece that was missing for me. I'm like, there should be a marketplace of some sort.
Absolutely. Of ideas. And
God. A Facebook marketplace of ideas.
Oh God.
Can you imagine?
Racist is all. Mm-hmm. But like to me, I'm like, oh God, the base building again.
Yeah.
The ship combat. Let's be honest. We take the sharp cuts out. What's that act? Like I have questions.
Oh, I'm in. I'm here for it, man. And that was the thing that I'm like, you chose to show us certain things. Why not like start with like, we're in space, we're in the sky. Don't make the first thing look like No Man's Sky. Like just be aware this is a differentiating thing, although you can fly your ship in No Man's Sky, I suppose, but there's many other games. It was just the laser at the start and the scanner and whatever.
Not a fan. So like, and then when they're like, we have 1,000 planets, he said a quote that was real bad. He's like, oh, don't worry, you'll know which planets are procedurally generated and which ones are made.
When did he say that? Did he say that is it afterwards?
I read it on an excerpt of I think like an IGN or like a GameSpot article. And it's just like, what?
I'm worried about this game, man. Like that's where I honestly come away from it. I should be hyped about it. I'm worried about it.
And I walk away going, first off, that's not a good sales pitch. It's not a good sales pitch whatsoever. You have so much shit. You're going to be lost in this forever. I get it maybe for some, but like that ain't for me, man. And I feel like as gamers get older, we want actually shorter experiences so we can actually experience the whole goddamn
thing. It's the Dying Light 2 thing all over again, because we also learned today that it's the main story is somewhere between 35 and like 50 hours or something like that. Like it's, you can still have a fairly traditional and manageable mainline story, which is great, but they didn't say that. They said 1,000 planets. Like you gotta be like this. Where's the messaging? Who's approving this stuff? You know what I mean? Like this is we don't know anything about Starfield. This is our first dive into it. This is us learning all about it. And we're going to soak up every bit, every soundbite.
Yeah. And I get why like Phil Spencer wanted gameplay, right? Like the little excerpt of like, you want gameplay. Cause he kept on seeing these PlayStation showcases with their game of the year games and this, that, and the other thing. And they wanted that. They want that.
Yeah.
And I think this is like them learning from, this is them making their first mistakes. Cause they're learning. Cause you're right. I think there's better ways to intro this game than what we saw, because all I saw was a lot of barren places. And what is the hook that's grabbing me every 30 seconds?
I don't know that I saw barren. Maybe there was a couple frames and then you pick those zones out and go like, there's nothing here. What I actually saw was like templated stuff.
Sure.
Versions of things I've seen before. Like here's this town or here's the city. And it's like, there's a, I don't know, some, what's it called in Star Wars? They walk into the, with all the music cantina. Is playing. No, what is it? The cantina is always. Yeah. Like there's one of those. There's this more cyberpunk kind of town and like more advanced. And like, it's all stuff that we've seen before on that front. So I'm like, I'm still not sure. Like I come away from this. My biggest question and I'm a story person when it comes to these RPGs. What the hell am I doing?
Yes.
What are the stakes? Am I saving the galaxy? Is there a villain at play here? Am I just wandering around and being cool and making friends? Like, that is when I talk about what's the differentiator between this and No Man's Sky. And No Man's Sky is that you're stranded on a planet, you try to make the best of it. Yeah. Starfield better not be that. You know, there better be something. Your dad left you on a planet. He's off somewhere else. You got to go find him. Basically, I don't know. It's got to be better than that. That's what I'm frustrated with, is it was Todd listing off the bullet points on the back of the box saying 1,000 planets, a gazillion things you can do with the base building, a gazillion things on the character creator. It's like, what am I doing?
You don't understand. That's not the question we have, Todd. Because like when it comes to Elden Ring, it's like the whole thing was like, this is a handcrafted world.
Yeah.
We have all these, like, this is all the things we've learned. Like, to me, it's like Elden Ring didn't come out going, we have 1,000 fucking caves. They have 1,000 fucking caves.
They definitely do. Right, like, right.
They don't put that on the back of the box.
Right.
It escapes me. So, like, to me, I left Starfield going, yeah, it's kind of what I thought it was going to be. So I don't know why you guys are so excited.
I know. There's definitely, like, moments where I was like, oh, no, it's exactly the same. But yeah.
We and still if don't you're know. Excited, please don't let me like.
No. Same here. The other what I was just about to. Yeah, I wanted to balance that out a little bit because there's been a couple other instances where we go, we don't know things. Sony will have some sort of like showcase where they'll tell us more. Xbox will have another showcase where they'll tell us more here. Absolutely. But it's hard not to criticize the one time. You only get this once. Yeah. The first look at it. Not great. And I honestly don't even think that you need to like freeze frame to find Craig the Brute in here anywhere. And God forbid anybody actually does that. And I'm sure there's stuff that I've muted where that lander, whatever the spaceship that's landing and the artifacting on the smoke or the dust that kicks up. It's like it's not good.
And what did I say to people when people are like, that's real gameplay, that trailer? It's like, no, the fuck it isn't.
You don't think so?
It isn't. It's not.
What do you mean?
Like when the first trailer we saw Starfield, we're like, and that's how the game's gonna look. It looks close. It is not 1-to-1.
Oh, before this showcase, I never assumed anything was actually gameplay.
That they were just like, this is all an engine, and like everybody.
Oh yeah, no, like whatever. Like, yeah,
no, it's not. Stop.
Yeah,
that's putting unrealistic expectations on this game. But yeah, so you know, Starfield was. Listen, I'll play it because it's on Game Pass. And a lot of these games was, for me, Sean, was, I'll try about like for 30 minutes because they're on Game Pass. That being said, though, just because like this game, the showcase didn't hit for me on every level, doesn't mean that it's a bad showcase.
Hideo Kojima, like, what are you going to do about that? We got your boy, and we're...
That's actually the small news.
Isn't that crazy?
It's the small news because I think the biggest news that comes out of here, Sean... The biggest news, I'm not even shitting you.
League of Legends. Games. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
That's because watching it, I'm just like, this isn't for me, but like fucking billions of people
play this game. I thought you were going to say billions of dollars. Like, I look at that deal and just go like, the cash that has transacted here. Holy shit, man.
Because, dude, to unlock all the characters, I think it's like $613 bucks.
Yeah, I've been hearing about this.
Bucks a fucking month, or $15 a fucking month.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
And and across all Riot games, dude.
Yeah, big deal.
That's huge. And again, not for me.
Mm-hmm.
But what? Does it have to be, man? Plague Tale Requiem, just want to let you know the release date reveal will be...
It is coming out this year, damn it. Yeah, even a week or two. We didn't counter pick that one.
That one I think is going to score really well because people are all of the previews that I've seen and heard and whatever, they're just like, this game is an improvement on every level of the predecessor.
Like, it looked like it, man.
You should be looking at it.
Yeah, I had my nose up at the first one. I was like, oh, people are getting a little up their own butts about this one. It looks like you actually it looks like an actual video game. Yeah, like, you're actually like doing stuff in this. Like, I don't know. The other one seemed like you were more along the ride. You're just you're just a passenger.
Sean, you know what I can't wait to play with you? What game I can't wait to play with you? Overwatch 2.
Free to play.
free to play.
I was like, sometimes, like, I was again happy to be there in Toronto, great crowd, all that stuff. Where was like the hip hurrah? What was your reaction? What was your reaction when free to play showed up?
Dude, that was a huge pop for me.
Right? Like,
this is what this game needs, but let's have a caveat. This is Blizzard. This is still Activision.
Mm-hmm.
This will still have loot boxes.
That's fine. Well, that was my whole, like, I remember when loot boxes, like, when that was such a dirty word we can actually say without getting, like, harassed or whatever now.
Or canceled. They're canceling you for anything. I
can't believe you even brought it up, like, way to perpetuate the stuff.
No.
Overwatch continued to, like, get away with it, and if nothing else, they were actually praised for their style of loot box. So, like, that's how you do it, and it's like, oh, okay, like, I guess, like, yeah, tear down Battlefront, but yeah. All right, we'll do this. But you're right, like, this is going to be much more traditional style of free to play. Get the loot box stuff going. But
I get to play on my PlayStation.
There you go, cross play, cross all the stuff.
The other huge news: have you seen this? Have you heard about?
Hey,
what a terrific!
Hey, everybody! I just flew in. Boom! I'm set. Boom! My crutches! I screwed it up! Boy, my crutches tired. Damn it! Can you edit this for me? Can you just let me? Can I do the joke again? Yeah. I'm just kidding.
I need you. I need you to meet Amy one day so you can do that impression in front of her. She would lose her mind.
Damn, like a clown, Charlie Brown. We need another South Park game.
We need another one ASAP. Okay. Diablo.
This is your what?
No. This is your
kid.
This is your continuing source of inspiration.
I can't believe you guys grabbed Cult of the Lamb, you sons of bitches.
Looks great.
Looks great.
That's a Devolver thing, though. We're talking about goddamn Diablo 4.
Dude, Diablo 4. Yes, yes.
Oh, my God.
Sooner than I thought, man. This game's coming.
next gen. Like, it is just going to be. I feel like people think, like, I edit out. So, like, when I do a joke and, like, whatever. Like, we do a little lap. No, I don't edit that.
No.
I'm really good at, like.
This is our brains. In and out. Did I hear two-player couch co-op? Is that what I heard?
I don't know. Let me see.
I might need to look at that. That would be disappointing to me. Although, like, who the hell cares? Like, I don't have friends over here anyways. If we can play together, I think that would be great. Yeah. Ryan spotted it instantly. What's that? He's like, that's a necromancer.
Yep. Can't wait to play as a fucking necromancer. That's for sure.
That's awesome, man.
All on board. Like, this is awesome. And I just loved everything. Overwatch and Diablo remind me why I love Blizzard so much.
Yes.
And again, for me, it's like, I'm going to play this on PS4, but like, if I wasn't, I'd be playing both these games on PC. Absolutely would.
There you go.
Okay, let's talk about the elephant in the room here. The Bloodborne-sized elephant in the room. Wulong Fallen Dynasty is a new game from Team Ninja set in the Chinese Three Kingdoms period. Is there any game based in China, based in this Three Kingdoms period?
I wouldn't know.
You know?
I didn't know this was China. What
the Chinese government allows you to make? Or
good God.
Whatever. The reveal trailer seems to hint that a game will be a mix of historical and supernatural elements, including mythical creatures like dragons. It will release in 2023, confirmed to be day one on Game Pass, also coming to PlayStation. And so that's where I'll play it, because that's... If I play games that are like Sekiro on Xbox, I feel like I would. It's, again, like kissing your cousin. You're kissing someone, but it's your cousin.
Maybe they're hot. Just a kiss. No, too far.
It's just harmless.
I mean, I haven't, but like.
No judgment.
You do you, man.
Yeah. Oh, God. But here's the thing. Producer, so one of the producers was on Neo. The other producer was from Japan Studio. And you're like, well, so who cares? This is the same producer that produced Bloodborne. So.
Oh, that's what they've been up to. Look at this.
I'm very aroused.
Mm-hmm.
Ding.
I just thought overall, like the whole, like, these are games that are made by people in Japan. That segment landed pretty hard. Finally.
Finally.
They've been dancing around this. They're like, look, we got Yakuza. And we're like, good, but close. Like, it's not.
Yeah, but.
Yeah.
You're on the board, but it's far.
Yeah.
And like, so to me, I'm like, the Persona news is humongous.
Totally. Yeah.
Game changer for them. Also coming out on Switch.
And and a big deal, too. Again, like, it's not like a, you can have Persona 2. You know, like they did it right. Like they could have, there's a lot of different ways that this could have rolled out. They're giving us 5. It's the most popular one at the moment, I would say, like probably by numbers anyways. Like that's happening. That's an important time slot as well. I think it fills in this whole, there's nothing to do. Oh, this is what I want to talk to you about. There's nothing to do in Xbox for the next, until like we keep pushing this. We keep talking about like next year and the next year and the next year. I thought that they were talking directly to you, by the way. They're like, this is what the next 12 months of Game Pass or the next 12 months of Xbox is looking like. Bad bit, Joseph Moran.
A bunch of games I'm not going to play, but I appreciate that they're for
other people. Son of a bitch.
Listen, I've tried twice with Persona, guys. I'm so sorry. I'll try one more time. I feel like that is actually
pick your favorite girl
Switch game. But dude, they're on a fucking high school. What the fuck? When I learned that, I was just like,
I know, it's weird. Oh, especially 5. I played the first 20 hours or so, and it's like the first like boss scenario is like a weird like gym teacher thing that's happening, and with the kids, and it's like, we're not going to talk about this. We're just going to like.
Chicks in, is like in leather and latex with a whip with a heel that you just want to drive straight through to your chest. It's like, but
look, you're playing through like as another high school character. So it's fine. Like your character is also in high school. It's where you're in Fire Emblem where you're teaching at a school.
My door. One second. Let me get this. I'm so I know this is really weird. Chris Hansen, what are you doing?
Oh no. Hey guys, good to see you. Long time. I'm just
what type of conversations are you guys having? I'm sorry. Mr. Sean Capri, is your internet name Awesome Schlong? I couldn't. Is your name Awesome Schlong on PlayStation Network? Could you explain that?
It's not. And no, I won't. Well, actually, I will. It sounded like the name Sean. That's all it was. Oh, and it was better than Solid Sean.
That's right. Hideo Kojima. That was also pretty big.
It was, but it's and like. I'll play on your side a little bit here. It's like it's been done before, like that. It was a big deal for PlayStation because they're like, what's going to happen with this dude? He just had this big deal breakup with Konami, but PlayStation, like we got him, we got the boy. And it's like the way it was rolled out, we've seen it before. So this is what I mean. When it's like this is what people want, but I like they could have done it differently. They could have shown us what it was. That's okay. Yeah. They could have shown us what it was. They could have given us a hint, but they just did the exact same thing as before. So it was a big deal, but. I still want to see.
Also, I love like the Xbox stand people. I watch them every now and again who trash my beloved Death Stranding, lose their mind over this.
That's what I mean. Like, just careful.
If you think this game is going to be Metal Gear Solid, you're kidding yourself. Again, if this game is anything like PT, he's going to be doing some weird, cool shit. And I can't wait, but it's going to be really weird.
Well, he's saying the power of the cloud. So what the hell does that mean? Like, what is that going to let him to do?
Hey, Sean, I'm going to actually play this game.
Of course.
This is probably.
How can you not? I mean, yeah. Like, he's just weird. I can't remember. It might have been Donnie who said it. Like, he likes his brand of crazy. Like, yeah, we're just here for, like, his weird character names at the very least.
Exactly. Okay. Forza was shown off. Tubes leading to engines looks fucking
ray incredible. Tracing on the track, bitch. Take that shot across the bow. Gran Turismo is a not good racing game,
Sean. I'm here to tell you, I don't care enough.
I know you don't,
yeah,
but whatever.
You don't see Neil Blomkamp making a Forza Motorsport movie, bitch.
What? Oh, yeah, the Gran Turismo. Who cares? TV movies now. TV movies are all cool. Yeah, right. Yep, we like that. We don't need actual game announcements. We got HBO shows, and that's exactly. Cool now. So yeah. so they're also.
That's your Paramount Plus deal, bitch.
Yeah, apparently working out quite well. Watch it along with Picard. I don't know. I thought this was awesome. I love that. As far as racing games are concerned, Gran Turismo is in second, if not third or fourth or seventh place. Forza continues. Gran Turismo back in the day was like, that was it. That was the gold standard. Gran Turismo, like 1, 2, maybe 3. I'm not sure exactly where things fell off the rails, but it used to be as good as it got. Forza Motorsport is king of the hill, man. And that presentation was excellent. So I was one of maybe seven people who were excited about it, because most people like you overlook Forza Motorsport. You shouldn't. It's actually a role-playing game. You need to look at it like a role-playing game, not a racing simulator. That's my tip to you.
Yeah, well, I'll be role-playing banging your mom in the back of a Prius.
Damn, anyway, like Leisure Suit Larry.
Ray Trace reflections of my ass.
Jeez. I just like Forza. I like the presentation of it, you know?
Yeah. Forza Horizon 5 Hot Wheels DLC.
I wanted Lego. I'll play it, though. I'm glad this game's getting a shot in the arm. This is cool.
And there were some other neat little games, but those were pretty much a highlight for me. And so, like, with that said, now, like, talking it over, I'm like, actually, yeah, this is a great conference.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, you're sitting there streaming from your PlayStation channel, and you're like, well, I shouldn't like this. But it's actually
no, it was on Season Game.
No, you're the insider.
And we're all kind of like, eh, okay. What it was, because I could appreciate, I know, like, things like League of Legends are going to hit with so many people, but just not me. So it was a lot of stuff like, good for you. And now knowing that like Xbox is trying to be this worldwide brand, they are trying to be like, here's something for Korea, here's something for the South one, not the North one. They just give Oon some cheese. Japan, right? Here's a couple of Chinese developers that are allowed to make games when they say so.
Yeah.
Like all that type of stuff. So it's like, cool. This is awesome, but like a lot of those games won't be for me, but that doesn't mean they're not for someone else, and I'm not trying to be ignorant to it.
Okay. Let's talk about fantasy and how you guys are just doing really terrible at this. Really, really bad. You don't get your Forza Motorsport. You don't get your Jedi Survivor. Hollow Knight, if they had a date, they would have given it to you. Hollow Knight's not happening this year. That's our third counter pick. We'll see. We'll see. I know you're getting a little nervous. You guys have been riding high for a little bit.
No, I've now come to the conclusion. So,
which one of ours is a six?
All I know is
you keep saying one of our games is a six. Which one is it?
Yeah. No, I'm not telling you.
Is it River City Girls?
Wouldn't be able to tell you.
No, you could tell me. We'll see. Good. We'll see.
Again, you just gotta look at
it. I am looking at this thing daily to go on like, what should I be? Because we're maxed out. Sonic Frontiers. I'm like, is this our dark horse pick, or is this like the dumbest thing that's possibly on there, man?
Real talk, I feel like you could take that risk with Sonic. I feel like, because you're right. I think Silk Song is not gonna be here, or not gonna hit 2022.
Yeah,
Forza was going to, but they delayed it.
Is it Soul Hackers 2? Is Soul Hackers 2 the one that's going to be a 6? Let me read your face a little bit. Yeah, it's probably that one.
It's probably that one, yeah.
Mario Strikers is sitting at a 76 on Open Critic, and that is wrong. Yeah, that is wrong. That is not even remotely close to an 880, whatever you want to say.
Now you're getting it, Sean.
Not even close. Oh, my goodness gracious. What else got a 76? Oh, look at that. Ghostwire Tokyo, 76. So,
you know, here's the thing. I've come to the conclusion we're going to lose, but I do feel like towards the end, we're going to at least get like, we're going to be like, of course, double digits behind you.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles could be a 9 out of 10, man. That's what's coming up next for you guys.
Oh, wait. We're not recording. Yeah, this won't come out. Yeah, it is. Everybody that have been playing it, they're like, this is a high 8, high 9.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it hinges on the co-op, because from what I understand, the online portion was finicky.
Yeah. That's why most of these beat 'em up games haven't really done it too much. But like they're going for it, man. 6 players, let's all play together. Let's do it across any consoles. Yes,
dude,
please.
Dude, I'm so in. I can't wait for that fucking game.
Yeah. Cuphead, you guys got to like you have a right to look at us being like nice to each other. I'm like, we're gonna kick the shit out of you. But like, don't worry, man. Like, you're doing well. Like, you got Cuphead, it's gonna be good. It's gonna perform well for you.
That one.
You're not gonna play it?
No, I can't tell you that I'm playing that one.
Okay. Like, you're not sure if you're gonna buy it or you are.
No, like, I can't. Like, I'm not sure if I can legally tell you that you should be kind of worried.
Interesting. I mean, there's no way that's not great. There's no way that you just let it's just. it's a special game. That original game is very special. Yeah. I was glad to see it get highlighted on Jeff's stage, and beautiful family who's making it, every single last one of them.
All right, listen. That woman was fucking gorgeous. Respectfully. All right. I'm a man. I got fucking eyes. You know what I mean?
Dude, they're a gorgeous family. You know?
What's his name?
I don't know. Moldenhauer. Something.
How do you spell that?
Molden. Mold. Moldenauer is my best guess. Is that close?
Yeah, I fucking just guessed towards
you. Yeah, we'll see if it pops up here. Their kids are just like perfect, picture perfect. Like they're wonderful. I'm trying to remember where they would have shown up, but she generally does like the PR for it. But she's been busy lately. They've been making a TV show. They've been doing all the things. You got it there?
No, I'm still finding it.
This is not important.
No, this is important. I want to know if this dude's hot. One sec.
Yeah, they found each other from across the room.
No, really?
I don't know. I don't know anything about it. I just assume. I like to make up stories in my mind about how people meet. Cult of the Lamb looks cool. I don't know. When are we getting God of War? When are we getting God of War? Let's.
Chad and Jared Moldenhauer.
One of them is very good. They're brothers.
They're happy and they're living in the colored. Look out. Never seen Live in Color?
No. I actually haven't. Wow. I've only seen like clips. Like,
oh yeah, no, this dude's chiseled as fuck.
Yeah,
I know which one you're talking about, dude. If he kissed me, I would not. I would not fight
mm-hmm. him. Just a little like lingering smooch.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He kind of looks like what's his face? God damn it, the guy that played Magneto in
Fassbender.
The yeah, Michael Fassbender.
Yeah,
the vibes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that dude has it all, man.
Look at that,
Fassbender.
Yep, Foss. Yeah.
Fassbender.
You guys got Pokemon? You're gonna get that bump as well.
We're gonna get that little Nintendo bump.
Yeah, ooh. I counted on it. Like I was saying to Kato today on the Nintendo Drive, like this whole Mario Strikers kerfluffle, it's like I don't even know if I want Splatoon anymore. Like I'm about to like instead of I'm gonna like snap my Switch in half just over my knee, like a baseball bat.
Oh my god.
Just furioso.
I think God of War comes out in November
of 2023.
Of 2022.
Why wouldn't they say anything now? Why not? Why not kick everybody else to the curb and just go, this is our thing? They made it about The Last of Us. Why?
I think because they're not 100% sure and they want to be 100% sure.
That's fair. You know what I will say? And we're on the console war. And we're meant to be battling with each other.
Yeah.
I saw something that is some of the trashiest crap on the internet today. I don't even like to speak about it because it's just so trashy. Mr. David Jaffe saying he's got sources that this game is not going to be ready. And then Corey Barlog. So David Jaffe, for people who don't know, creator of the original God of War, now apparently going crazy these days and yammering on like he's got some sort of like rebel radio station on YouTube. Respect the things that he's done in his past, but like the guy seems to be losing his mind. We should watch out for a mental breakdown because goodness gracious. Corey Barlog like highlighting this, like we're like quote tweeting it going, I'm not so sure about this. I'm like, even if Corey's right, just get away from this person. Don't have old God of War creator anywhere even close to new God of War creator. I didn't think it was as classy a move from Corey Barlog as I kind of expect from him right now. Like just ignore the crazy guy in the basement is my kind of take on it.
Can I just say the reason why I loved it is because this is the first thing he said in 3 months.
I know. Well, that's just like, I don't know.
And
like
and he's just knocking down on the door, just giving a wink and a nod going, this guy has no idea what the fuck he's talking about.
I know, but like, is it so much for me to like want people on the internet to be grown up adults? Like be adults. There's so much childish crap around. And I'm just looking for a little maturity. Like, did he get him? Yeah, he got him. But that's the kind of shit we get in like middle school playgrounds. Like, get him good. You are a grown man who's making some of the best video games on the planet. Grow up. Like, that's shit to me. Like, I don't like it.
Yeah. No. To me, I feel like it depends. It depends on how classy.
I don't talk about like a jersey. Like, yeah, no, you don't. You say what you mean. You mean what you say. You don't let anybody trounce all over you. Like, I get it. But like, just sometimes it's better to just like walk away.
Yeah.
Don't even feed into it. Like, I just like that to be an example that at least somebody could like set for us. Yeah. That's all I got to say.
Like when Michelle said, when we go low, when they go low, we go high.
That's a good thing. Yes. Where advice. Is that? This like, how long ago was that? How long ago since she was in office? Since we elected Mrs. Barack Obama.
God, I know. She should run.
She should run. She should run.
She's so smart and so beautiful.
Her vice president will be The Rock.
Oprah. The Rock. Hey, everybody, Zoe Energy here. We're going to fix America.
Dude, he doesn't leave his iron prison or whatever he calls it.
We put the iron paradise in the White House.
It's like, when I say prison, it's like the opposite.
We're going to get stinky. We're going to get smelly in the Oval.
He puts on an iron mask to work out.
Yeah. Oh, America, we're stupid. We elect fucking reality show fucking hosts as presidents. And
dude, it was in the recipe. This was bound to happen. Like, it was in the mix. Eventually, this is what was going to happen. So The Rock's next. Yeah. And somehow John Madden will be elected next.
Madden? Mm-hmm. And he's dead.
Back from the dead.
Back from the dead, assholes. I'm going to tell you how I did it.
So what you want to do first
is you're going to set a little satanic circle right here. I'm going to draw it out for you. You've got to get the pentagram just straight like this.
Oh, my gosh.
Then you got to get a gold severed head.
So how are you now? Now are you are you feeling better? You okay?
Yeah. The
notes E3 has kind of come and gone.
E3's come and gone.
Somewhat.
Now what else do we have to look forward to?
Well, lots of rumors about Nintendo. What are they doing? Apparently still lots of rumors about what is Sony. Maybe they've got an ace up their a-hole. Or sleeve, wherever you put the aces.
It's
I can't
like
remember.
What we said on the trophy room. If you don't hear anything by July, then the game's delayed. But guess what? You're still going to play. It's still going to be fucking amazing.
The funny thing is, honestly, the conversation is completely different without Fantasy Critic.
Yeah.
Like I want it to be 2023, but without Fantasy Critic, I'm like, of course I want to play. I want to play it yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, like it's going to be great and I'm excited about it. Continues to be kind of this weird, interesting, almost Breath of the Wild-ish. Like mystery about it. Like when are we gonna see it? When is the release date? What's happening? Yeah. Why does it look like the first one exactly? Why is it just DLC?
Why is The Rock holding Zawa energy drink?
I'm gonna drink it. You keep bringing it. Like, this is the thing. This is the power of The Rock. Like, he just appears and then people magnify his message for him.
You'll watch Black Adam?
No, I don't know. I don't care.
No, yeah, me neither.
Oof, no, boy. Sorry. But tomorrow morning. You get to wake up early. You get to go to the gym. I'm going to watch Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Obi-Wan.
Yeah, it's going to be Wednesday. I'm excited for that. Remember last time, did we do like a spoiler spoiler thing? Should we jump into that real quick? Episode 4? Episode 4 sucked.
It wasn't as good as the other ones, but it's still good.
Yeah. It was fine. Dude, it was fine. I shouldn't say it sucked. It was fine.
Spoilers. All
okay, right, spoilers. Yeah. The end, the console war room is over. Yeah, we're going to talk about nonsense for a couple
Sean,
minutes.
Follow me.
Man. Yeah. Thanks for your support. Yeah. That sounded totally disingenuous. The whole Toronto thing doesn't happen without Patreon support. So thank you guys very much.
This whole show doesn't happen without your support. But all right, go back. All right, John.
All right.
Those dummies are out of the room. It's you and me now.
Like, we could just like stop the show and just talk about it. Like, no, it must be content.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now you had time, y'all. You had time.
Mm-hmm.
Leia is so powerful with the Force at age. They say she's 10. That girl is 5 years old. At age five. First off, she's precious. And I love her with all my soul.
Yeah.
And I will die for this child.
Yeah.
Secondly, she is so powerful in the Force without even trying.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what do you mean?
When Reva, or I can't.
Yeah. Reva, yeah. Her sister.
Trying to read her mind.
Mm-hmm.
She's struggling and Leia's just sitting there like. And we saw that happen between Rey and Kylo. And you could see Rey trying to like. Subconsciously, just like intuition, whatever, fight off Kylo Ren when he was trying to interrogate
her. That makes sense. And, like, but wouldn't they just kill her then? Like, if they realize, hey, I can't get in there, there must be some sort of like force sensitivity, because they did say like they're actually just like hunting down people who are even force sensitive now. Just kill her.
That's a good question and point. We don't know how, because with the you know, Jedi mind trick, it affects weak-willed people.
You know what I hope this all leads up to? So
that's probably, like, Reva probably thinks, oh, third sister, whatever. She probably thinks, oh, she's just very strong-willed. But, like, to me, I'm like, no, that's just Leia with the Force.
Yeah.
Unaware of it.
Because that's how powerful she is. She's Darth Vader's little girl.
Yeah.
So weird. So weird to think about in that way. I hope that this is all leading up to a singularity and a multiverse.
Yeah.
Yep, you know, where we can have multiple, you can throw out episodes 7, 8, 9, maybe even 4, 5, and 6, and do it all over again, you know?
Well, you know, Taika Waititi, he's doing...
Waititi!
Do his name now.
Waititi!
He says it's going to be the first Star Wars with no callbacks. Just its own thing.
Mm.
Like, you're not going to see any legacy characters or whatever. He's like, we need to grow this universe or else it's too small.
No kidding. It's a galaxy. It's far, far away. Yeah.
So, yeah, no, that episode I dug. But the one thing with Kenobi, I feel like we have to understand as people. And I get why some people are like, it's not as grandiose as I want it to. I get it. Is that you could definitely see where COVID impacted this show's production.
What do you mean? I don't know if I see that.
Oh, dude. Like, you take a look at it. Everybody's 6 feet apart. The sets are very, very small.
Oh, interesting. I'll watch for that.
Yeah.
That's funny. So,
like the hallway. Yeah. Like, there's not a lot of people there because that's a lot of choreography.
Interesting. Yeah. I guess I don't know why I thought like TV shows are less budget. And like, not that budget would really like that. Even just saying that about a Disney production, like that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Interesting. So,
yeah. And to me, this was like a live action or a live training course for Obi-Wan.
That's why Darth Vader wouldn't go through the fire to get closer to Obi-Wan and finish the job. He's like, ooh, COVID. Can't risk it. I got to breathe anything.
Exactly. I know I'm wearing a mask.
I got an aspiratory.
Pre-existing conditions.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Well, I can't wait to see what happens, man. This next episode 5 is going to be the penultimate episode here.
Yeah, I think we're going to learn about the third sister here.
She was a youngling taken away from. It's obvious. Like, it's not going to be a.
Yeah.
It's not going to be. But like,
we're gonna find. I mean, it's obvious, but we don't know why she hates Obi-Wan so much, and I think we're going to find out why.
I think she just wants to be Grand Inquisitor. She just sees. But maybe there's a tie back. I don't think there needs to be one. It'll seem too convenient.
Yeah. Then episode 6 is going to be them confronting each other for realsies.
Where's the Emperor? Where's Palpatine in all this? I want to see him just kind of like grooming, literally, Darth Vader. He's just like petting him.
Where's the girl?
There.
Is she 18?
Oh my God. I am out of here. What are you talking about?
You said grooming. That's the thing.
Yeah, like with a brush, like you go to like a PetSmart kind of thing. You guys have PetSmart down there?
No, do we have PetSmart?
It's like a big box pet store. Yeah, Petco. Yeah, same thing.
But yeah, no, I think episode 6 is him and Obi-Wan finally going at it for realsies. Because again, like the lightsabers turning on do have to mean something.
Yeah,
but. Disney has to stop being so reserved about it.
Well, yeah. What's with the blasters? What's with Obi-Wan's got these blasters? He's just shooting people in the damn face. Like, dude, you're a Jedi. What are you doing with this thing?
He doesn't use it for. Ooh, episode 5, maybe episode 6. Episode 6 probably be the payoff. Or part 6. You can't say episode. We see Qui-Gon.
Oh, ghost talk. Yep. He finally gets up on top of the hill. He gets good reception. He sees his old dead friend. Yeah, I could see it.
And then maybe Yoda pops in.
Mm.
Hello.
Yeah. Speaking of like, we need this universe to be bigger. It's like, I want callbacks like that. Like, I just want to see Yoda. Like, hopefully Chewie shows up somewhere along the lines. Like, God knows why.
Tatooine, you are not on.
Mm.
Luke 18, is he?
Oh my god. Washing him, I have. Yes. There's one thing. Oh, I'm like off track. What the heck did I want to say about this? Skit?
The Chappelle skit with the Jedi Temple?
No.
Have you ever seen that? Oh my.
I have the Chappelle show. I don't remember. I don't know why I don't remember this.
Oh my god. Oh. It's like during like the Catholic Church and all the, you know, the crazy stuff that was happening there, but it's like, what if instead of the Catholic Church, it was the Jedi?
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. Let me bust out my DVDs.
Yeah, and you see like Darth Vader, but like he's all blacked out. And he's like, and he told me to feel for the Force. Please remember that. The funniest shit ever. Oh god. Shows ahead of
maybe
time.
Maybe Obi-Wan will reconnect with the Force so strongly that he will age tremendously in that moment, just like Palpatine did when he's using the lightning and all of a sudden he's all wrinkly. Like, they got to explain some of this gap. Or maybe he'll get hit on the head and he won't remember anything. Like, he's got to have some sort of amnesia to make episode 4 make sense.
It makes sense.
I know, it's fine. I'm not too hung up on it. I know a lot of people are like, no, well, actually.
Here's the fucking thing with all those.
Jeez. Fucks.
One sec. This is one last rant, I promise. You can get back to your kids.
They're in bed. I'm going to bed. Cool.
People that don't dig it and like they're adamant on it, it's like, please stop watching.
Yeah.
Please. Like, you haven't liked it since the start.
Yeah. Go away.
Stop. Just go away. Just stop.
Dude, that's me with video games right now. It's like, if you're not happy right now, go away. You're ruining it for the rest of us.
You're ruining it for the rest of us, and you're bringing up bullshit points.
Yep.
So, like, I appreciate Hoag Law and everything, but I don't appreciate his Star Wars takes because they're awful, and he just needs to admit he grew out of Star Wars. He's a grown-up.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's what a lot of people have to figure out is that
that's pain. Oh, that's shit. A painful separation, dude.
I'm a grown up now.
Well, that's me with Nintendo again.
For me, it's like when it comes to Star Wars, it's like Star Wars is not like fucking Shakespeare. It's the power of Star Wars is it makes you feel like you're 7 years old again.
Yeah.
Every time you watch it, that's the power of Star Wars. Like Stranger
Things. I feel like that still takes away from it a little bit. What I think about Star Wars is like we've made so many concessions over the years about it. Like, it's for kids and blah, blah, blah. It's like, yeah. Very heavy themes, if we're really talking about it, like father, son, does the apple fall far from the tree? Good versus evil. The characters are so strong. These are timeless, like emblematic characters that will be timeless for the rest of time.
Brother, it's just a kiss they do.
Dude, like, and that's just it. But like, then we make a couple more movies that aren't as good and go like, the other ones weren't really meant to be that. But like, no, don't take away from the things that were there. And it's not like, I really believe this. It's not just because we were young when we watched them for the first time. I think you can show those movies to anybody at any time if it's for the first time. Sure. Darth Vader is an excellent character no matter how you slice it. And he's not made for kids. It's the scariest shit I've ever seen.
Dude, exactly.
Oh, he's terrifying. God. He's the epitome of evil. He might as well be Satan walking on Earth.
And real talk, Disney's done such a great job with them.
Yes.
Well, like such a fucking great job.
So that's the standard that is being upheld with this thing. So that's like Obi-Wan, is it? And even Qui-Gon, like there's threads to be unraveled here. So I don't want to marginalize it. It's not a. It was, we grew up with it, so it was cool then. Like, I don't know.
No, it's Star Wars is special, man.
But it again, is like, special.
It's not like Stranger Things or anything like that, where it's like, oh, Stranger Things is like a master. Like, this thing is fucking.
Yeah.
Whoa. It's to me, it's just, it makes you just, it transports you away from this plane to another one. Yeah. And for me, it makes me a kid again. Yeah. You know?
Nice.
So that said, Sean, that's been the console war room, man.
The end. We're so friends. We got through the battleground that is June.
Yeah.
And we're still here. I'm actually glad that we're like, I don't know. I'm happy with this conversation.
Me too.
Yeah. I don't want it to be like we can edge. We're just edging each other the whole time. We're just here again, getting closer and closer to actual fighting. But
I must.
Mm-hmm. I need to get off the call now.
Well, I got a creepy Yoda skit. This is great. All right, everybody. That's been the Console War Room. love you all so very much. Thank you for supporting us on either Patreon, whether that is Carpool Gaming or PS Trophy Room on Patreon. Thank you all so much. With all that said, with all that out of the way, everybody,
keep hunting,
keep fighting people online about plastic boxes. It will pay off dividends in the end. Go fuck yourself, Sean. I hate you so much.
Oh man, you guys are so fucking dead. Oh my god,
I love you guys. I love you so much.
I love you too. Oh, we're still recording. Look at that.